It also teaches that Mary was born sinless. Why do Catholics believe in the Immaculate Conception? Wisdom 8:19-20 says, "And I was a witty child and had received a good soul. And whereas I was more good, I came to a body undefiled." So this is teaching that Mary was a good soul and she went to a body that was undefiled. So that's basically saying that Mary is also sinless. And the Catholics believe that you can pray to Mary, that she's sinless, and you can, you know, you're supposed to pray to Mary. That's why they pray to Mary, because they think that she's also sinless, which is also idolatry, because she is not sinless. She was a woman, and she was a sinful person just like anybody else. It also teaches immoral practices such as lying, suicide, assassination, magical incantation. No apocryphal book is referred to in the New Testament and the Old Testament at all. And because of these other concerns, the apocryphal books are only valuable as ancient documents. And I don't think they're valuable at all.
Amen.
I just got that from a website. So the language, the opinions, and history of these. Okay, so all that stuff is a bunch of garbage. Why would you read something that's teaching you false doctrine anyway?
Yeah.